watch from the wings as the seas were replaying. We saw ourselves now as we never had seen. The trail of the trauma and degeneration. The sorrows we suffered.
Hello, hello, Kitchener, Waterloo, and beyond. You are listening to Through the Static. It is 9:02 p.m., and yeah, you're tuned in to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. I'm your host of Through the Static, Jordan Callist, and I'll be taking you through the next hour, or I guess 57 minutes of music. And if you're listening live right now, it is currently it's April 3rd, 2024. I get mixed up because the month and dates, I never know which order they're in. It is April 3rd, 2024, and that means 2 days ago it was April Fool's Day. And, you know, obviously a lot of good pranks get pulled on April Fool's Day. I didn't personally pull any off just because I was busy finishing up school and everything. I don't have time to be whimsical all that much. But if you did get the chance to pull some good pranks, you know, obviously ones that are nice and in good taste, then great. Because, you know, everyone enjoys a little laugh now and then. But in the spirit of April Fool's Day, which was on Monday, April 1st, I'm going to play a track that I discovered quite a number of years ago, and I've been a fan of for quite a number of years, and I kind of forgot about it until I heard it on the radio a few days ago, and I was like, oh, I should play that on my show, because I really like that song. So, starting you off today, this is a Canadian 80s classic. This is Chalk Circle with April Fool. Okay, so I'm actually having an issue with the computer at the moment, so to actually start us off today, I'm going to play a track off of vinyl here. Maybe it doesn't have quite the intro to the show that I was going for, but nonetheless, it'll be an energetic track to take us into the evening. This is a track off the album Paper Mache Dream Balloon by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Obviously, classic band that for Through the Static. I play them a lot on my show here. I'm a big fan of them. I think I've given the little spiel about them quite a number of times. They're an Australian seven-piece band, and you know they're extremely prolific. They've released, I think, over 25 studio albums now, not including live albums, in just over the last 12 years or so. And yeah, their records really span a number of genres. I've played a few different types of their tracks on this show today, or on this show before, but today I'm playing their 2015 album, Paper Mache Dream Balloon, and this is a track off of it called The Bitter Boogie, and this album is very lo-fi and folky. It's, I think it's exclusively acoustic, which was really a pretty far-right turn for them. given the album that they'd released before that, which was I'm in Your Mind Fuzz, which is also an amazing album. It's a neo-psychedelic classic. So check that one out. But I also really like this album. I think it wasn't quite as well received when they put it out because of the success of their last album, which, you know, obviously this one's a very different sound. But, you know, I think it's got a lot of great sounds on it that I really love, and I think the songwriting on it is fantastic. Most of the songs on it are really short, like only 2 to 3 minutes. But this one's a little longer, so check it out. This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with The Bitter Boogie starting off the show today.
Thank you.
All right, starting off the show today, that was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with their extremely bluesy track, The Bitter Boogie. I love so much of that song. I love the vibe of it. I love the little riff that goes right at the beginning there on the piano. I love the melody of it, but the harmonica is what really stands out, and I think King Gizzard are kind of unique in their incorporation of harmonica into a lot of different genres of music. I mean, obviously, blues is pretty harmonica-based, so I think it really kind of takes front and center in that song. But, you know, they include harmonica in, like, rock songs, they include it in metal, in psychedelia, in garage rock, in jazz sometimes. So it's really cool seeing what they do with that, what they do with instrumentation and genres. Anyways, I could talk about King Gizzard all day, but I'm going to now play the track that I wanted to start off the show with today. This is Chalk Circle with April Fool.
Thank you.
After some technical disruption, that was April Fool by Chalk Circle. Like I mentioned, it's a really fun song. It's got that, you know, 80s synthy vibe in it. I really like the piano part in it. I think I learned to play that on piano way back in the day. It's not too hard. But yeah, I thought it kind of fit the vibe of today. Obviously, it's the beginning of April, and it was April Fool's Day on Monday, and I also just think, you know, the feel of that song is very, you know, it's been rainy the last few days, it's raining right now, it's kind of, you know, gloomy and rainy, but it's also a bit warmer, you know, like, it's well above zero at least now, so that's a relief. And I feel like songs like that just kind of fit the vibe, you know, looking out the window. Hopefully you don't need to go out in the rain, or if you do, hopefully you have a car at least. But if you don't need to go in the rain, hopefully you can, you know, look out the window with a cup of tea or something and get all cozy and just listen to the show. We are about 20 minutes into the show now, and coming up next, I'm going to play a double shot from an act called Lunar Vacation. And Lunar Vacation are a alternative band from the States who I have never actually gotten like too into them like as a whole band, but I did get really into this album a couple years ago. They released an album in 2021 called Inside Every Fig is a Dead Wasp, and you know, that was kind of funny, just a quick side tangent. It was kind of funny that this album had just come out, and about a couple weeks later, I was in an ecology class at the time, and we learned about, you know, the fact that there's something called a fig wasp that basically crawl into a fig and then die and have babies in the fig after they've died, and then the babies basically make their way out of the fig. So, and I think they like pollinate the fig in the process or something. Yeah, so if you wanted to know weird nature facts on your Wednesday night, now you know some. But anyways, I'm gonna play you a double shot off of that album, Inside Every Fig is a Dead Wasp, by Lunar Vacation. First I'm going to play Mold, and then I'm going to play Cutting Corners. And this is definitely going to throw me back to first year. So, yeah, enjoy.
Take it as a lucky favor.
That was Lunar Vacation with Mold, and that track you just heard was called Cutting Corners. And I think that last track, Cutting Corners, is I really like that song, and I think it's kind of the epitome of short and sweet. Like, it's only about 2 minutes long, but I think it's just got all the elements of a really good indie rock song, you know? It's got a good guitar riffs, good lead guitar, it's got a great melody, it's just really upbeat. It's a really good song. So hopefully that's kind of picking you up a bit on this rainy Wednesday evening. Next up, I'm going to switch directions here a little bit. I'm going to... Maybe this is a trend that I'll keep doing in future shows. But I had an idea to play a song and then another song that samples the first song, because I kind of thought it was cool. Like, sometimes you'll listen to a song and be like, oh, I didn't know that's where they got that from, or even just, oh, I didn't even know this was a sample. I'm not gonna play these today, but I think a good example of that is, you know, if you know the song Paper Planes by MIA, like, that's a really big, you know, early 2000s song. I think most people know that song, but that song samples the track Straight to Hell by The Clash, which I think came out in 1983, because, yeah, hearing the riff in that Clash song, I was just like, oh, I didn't know they took that. So it's something cool. But anyways, this first track I'm going to play is called Peg, and it is off the 1977 album Asia by Steely Dan. And I think this album is pretty widely regarded to be a pretty classic, you know, kind of jazz rock album. Like, obviously, Steely Dan, they're not particularly jazz musicians. They're definitely more rock musicians, but I think they really do a good job of taking a lot of elements of jazz and incorporating it on this album. So I'm going to play the track Peg off of this album, and then I'm going to play the track I Know by De La Soul, which came out, I believe, in 1989. And, yeah, it samples Peg by Steely Dan, and I remember listening to that song for the first time, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's really cool that they're using a Steely Dan song, and I think it's just cool, you know, seeing what different artists come up with and seeing, you know, kind of the crate digging that they find and stuff, and what they decide to pull out of that. So yeah, I'm going to play those two tracks, and then I'm going to go on a little bit of a classic hip-hop tangent here. I'm going to play Oh My God by a tribe called Quest off of their 1993 album Midnight Marauders. And then I'm going to play a double shot from MF Doom and Madlib. I'm going to play Raid and All Caps off of their classic 2004 album Mad Villainy. So, yeah, hang in.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrase. And right up to bat, it's the Daisy Age, and you're about to walk top stage. So wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your varmints before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than Plugged One? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex, sex is a mere molecule. In this world of lust that I have for you, it's true, true.
I know I love you better.
Now it's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like to begin at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play, coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing, I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my Plug 2 home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line. I'm a black intellect, but I'm refined. Precision like a bullet, target bound. Just living like a hooker, the harlot sounds. Now, when I say the harlot, you know I need the hot heat of the equator, the buff that's in the pot. Jalik, jalik, you wind up your hip.
captain of the poets, I'm the number seven pick. Licks, 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 boy, when your backside. Licks, 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 boy, when your backside. Listen to the fate of Shaheed, let's it glide. Took the earthly body, heaven's on my side. Even in Santo Domingo, and I got a gringo. We got mics, when do we go? Know a little who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, and plus his voice is vast. Like,
one for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip, it's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like 2 day old. Steady eating booty MCs like cheesecakes. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on Dawn from En Vogue. It's not like Honey Dip would want to get with me, but just in case I own my condom, then TLC. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Instagram random.
A big up is who I be. Brothers find it's hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to diss, but Malik, you see him bitching me, not care about them DBMC. But
hitting
Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator, Shaheed push the Vader, from here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know.
Oh my God, yes, oh my God. 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 Oh my God, yes, oh my God.
Complimentary OE. Poetry. I got a humdinger coming hook, line, and sinker. The Timbo hoofs with the prints on the ground. Timbo's on the toes. I like the way it's going down. Down like a lady of the evening. When it goes in tits, just believe it's in. Cause Queens is the county, Jamaica is the place. Take off your piece cause you can't win the race. Race.
How doom hold heat and preach nonviolence. He about to start speech, come on, silence. On one starry night, I saw the light. Heard a voice that sound like Barry White. Said, sure you're right. Don't let me find out who tried to bite. They better off going to fly a kite in a firefight during tornado time with no coat, then I caught ya. Wrote the book on rhymes, a note from the author. With no headshot, he said it's been a while. Got a breadwinner style to get an inner child up in a smile. And that's no exaggeration. The doctor told a patient, it's all in your imagination, Negro. Ah, what do he know about the buttery flow? He need to cut the ego. Trippin'. To date the metal fellow, been ripping flow since New York plates was ghetto yellow with broke blue writing. This is too exciting. Folks leave out the show feeling truly enlightened. They say the villain been spitting enough lightning. The rock shock the boogie down to Brighton. Alright then.
Now, how mad whole heat like Clint Eastwood's reborn. Leave a whip more holes than the dartboard. Haters watch him, hit his seat, double shot and drink like the answer to the problems at the bottom's bottom. From the bottom top, that homie pay, how you owe me? My niggas take no like Kobe. Even with the arms of the hawk, you couldn't hold me from getting mine. Stokers we roll, smoking and getting by. Thanks rap, I ain't got a dime. Got me sneaking out of checkout lines with bottles by the wayside. Smack him in the face, let him taste pride. Fakes dry, end up washed up like the shorelines. Do or die, ride, how the tip of turn, street turns. Keep me in this dirt like an earthworm. Woody spit hits and burns where brothers ever learn. Word for word, chat with a nerve, meeting the germ.
We'll be right back.
somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people, you can call me your majesty. Keep your battery charged, you know it won't stick, yo. And it's not his fault you kick slow. Should've let your trick hold, chick hold your sick glow. Plus nobody couldn't do nothing once he let the brick go. And you know I know, that's a bunch of snow. The beat is so butter, peep the slow cutter as he utter the calm flow. Don't talk about my mom, yo. Sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie, hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy, spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses. Shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses. And show him what they know now through flows of hot molasses. Do it like the robot to head spin to boogaloo. Took a few minutes to convince the average boogaloo. It's ugly, like look at you, it's a damn shame. Just remember all caps when you spell the man name. Like a poet, like baby doll. I bet she tried to say she gave me her all. She played ball. All bets off, the villain got the dice rigged. And they say he accosted the man with the sliced wig. Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. In this pesky nation, he got the best con flowing. The pot doubles, now they really got troubles. Madman never go like snot bubbles.
That concludes our little foray into some classic hip-hop tracks there. You just heard the tracks Raid and All Caps by MF Doom and Madlib. That's off of the 2004 classic Mad Villainy. If you haven't checked it out, it's a really amazing album. And before that, you heard... again, these are, I'm just going to say classics because these are all kind of hip-hop classics. These are all really big names and really big albums in hip-hop. But yeah, you heard Oh My God by A Tribe Called Quest. That's coming off their 1993 album Midnight Marauders. And before that, you heard Peg by Steely Dan off of their album Asia, followed by De La Soul. With I Know, which, like I said before, samples the track Peg by Steely Dan. And that track, I Know, is off of their 1989 album, 3 Feet High and Rising. So as we move into the last 10 or 11 minutes or so of the show, I've got a couple more tracks for you here. I'm going to play you a... track. Actually, I'm just going to move right into this. I'm going to try and fit these all in because that's worked so well in the past. I've got an album, a vinyl record here on deck by Simon and Garfunkel. This is their classic 1970 album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And, you know, again, it's a classic album. It's the one where they're both kind of looking on the cover, and they're both on the street. I picked this record up a number of years ago. I bought it used, and it actually didn't come with a sleeve, so I can't guarantee that the actual record is going to be in the best shape, but we'll see. So yeah, I'm going to play two tracks off of that album. I'm going to play the first track, the opener track, and the title track off of that album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Again, classic song. I think pretty much everyone knows it, so sing along if you know it. And then I'm going to play the next track off of that album, which is also a really good one in my opinion, and I think a little bit underrated. It's called El Condor Pasa. So yeah, closing out the show today, we've got this double shot from Simon and Garfunkel off of their album Bridge Over Troubled Water. As always, thank you so much for listening. This has been Through the Static. I'm your host, Jordan Callist, and it's always a pleasure coming out to you on the airwaves for my little show here. You know, I hope you enjoy listening. I hope you enjoy what I have to play and what I have to share on the radio. And yeah, just keep on rocking, keep on listening to the radio. I'll be back here next week. See you all later. Good night. This has been Through the Static on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.
I surely would.